You know, I talked about it a little bit on Saturday Night Show, but there aren't too many feel-good stories out there, or when you turn on your television or take a look at the internet or, you know, turn on the radio, whatever, feel-good stories, things that make you sit back and smile or make you, you know, be able to sit back and maybe just even for an hour forget about all the troubles that are going on in your life and around the world. Well, one of those feel-good things to me is watching Cesar Millan and the Dog Whisperer. When I watch his show, I feel good. I see a Mexican immigrant who came to the United States with no money, with no real opportunity to do much, who has made himself into a television star, who has spent and dedicated his life to rehabilitation and training of animals and their owners. And when I heard that Caesar's longtime dog, best friend, Daddy, passed away at, I think, 16, my heart was sad, but then I felt good because I know with my own dog passing away last year at the age of 15, how good an animal or a friend like that can make you feel, whether it's a dog or a cat or whatever your pet is. When we sit back and we look at all the troubles that are going on, all the negativity, having a show like The Dog Whisperer, which I'm sure will continue, and Cesar Millan makes me smile. How he can come into some of these residences and homes and help people with angry dogs or dogs with food aggression or dogs that just won't listen. There was one dog that was scared to walk across a wet floor, and he was able to help it. It's just amazing. My thoughts go out to Cesar Millan and his family, and I'm sure that he will continue on doing what he does best. And I hope we all continue on doing what we do best, because we all need that good feeling now and then, that feeling that will sit back and make you smile, even if it's just for an hour, even if it's something to sit back and watch on TV. There's too much negativity in our lives. It's time to sit back and have a positive thought now and then. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.